الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, welcome back in our silsila. And as you know that in this program, we are talking about the blessed lives and the biographies of the shuyukh, of the personalities from the Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya silsila. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we've learnt about some of the great personalities, including our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Remember that when we mention these personalities, these shuyukh from the Qadiriyya, Razaviyya, Attariyya silsila, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the silsila has to always start with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember what Allah Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that if any silsila, any chain is broken in the middle, or if any chain of this silsila does not go back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that person is not capable of doing bay'ah. So one of the conditions of bay'ah, choosing a sheikh, a peer for yourself, was that his chain goes back to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to talk about another beautiful personality, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, again from the Ahle Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this personality that we are going to talk, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will see that his students became one of the greatest imams of their time. And today inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to start off with the poem, with the couplets that are written in the Shajara Sharif. Sidq sadiq ka tasadduq, sadiqul islam kar, be ghazab razi ho kazim aur raza ke wasite. Now in this couplet, three of the personalities from the Shajara Sharif are mentioned. Number one is Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the explanation of this part, Sidq Sadiq. Sidq means truthfulness, and Sadiq means the truthful. And Sidq Sadiq Ka Tasadduq. Tasadduq means it's like a sadaqah, a wasila we are taking in their name for his sake of on from his wasila. And the word Sadiqul Islam, a true Muslim. So if you take the meaning of this couplet, Sidq Sadiq Ka Tasadduq Sadiqul Islam kar, Be Ghazab Razi Ho Kazim or Raza Ke Vasite. It means that, O Allah, for the sake of Imam Jafar Sadiq's truthfulness, give a steadfastness on Islam. And for the sake of Imam Musa Qasim and Imam Ali Raza, forgive me without being angry on me. Sidq Sadiq Ka Tasadduq Sadiqul Islam Kar, Be Ghazab Razi Ho Qasim or Raza Ke Vasite. Inshallah, first of all, I'm going to start off with the seerat, the biography of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Jafar As-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also the ustad, the teacher of the great Imam Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And a beautiful thing that Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says about Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, I did not see anyone who is more knowledgeable than Abu Abdullah. Abu Abdullah was one of the titles that was given to Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also a master in fiqh, in hadith, and in tasawwuf. Yani fiqh meaning theology, Islamic rulings, in hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in tasawwuf, spiritual knowledge. Now Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a master in all of these sciences. Some scholars also say that he was the founder of chemistry. You know, when you talk about knowledge of the dunya, obviously the Quran has knowledge of everything. Whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on the earth, the Quran has knowledge of everything. So be it the knowledge of the deen or the knowledge of the dunya, the Quran, it has everything. And chemistry was founded by one of the students of Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You can say that because he took a lot of knowledge about chemistry from Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Some of the scholars, they say that because of that, Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the founder of chemistry. And now, you know, sometimes you think that what does, you know, the worldly knowledge have to do with Islamic knowledge? That, you know, chemistry, all these things, they are part of Islamic knowledge. Whatever knowledge comes in, you know, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, when he was a master in mathematics. Now you think to yourself, why did Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala had to study mathematics? There are a lot of masails, especially regarding the masails if you left a lot of money and other stuff, you know, to work out what percentage war has. You know, algebra, mathematics, you know, great scholars were behind these knowledges. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was once called by Khalifa Mansur, who was from the Abbasi family. And it says that Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was called, the main reason why Khalifa Mansur called him to the Darbar, so that he, ma'azallah, could martyr him, he could kill him. And as Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came into the Khalifa's palace, the Khalifa stood up in respect. And first of all, what was his intention? He told that intention to his followers, to his servants, that this is why I want to bring him to the palace. And he sent his sons to go and get Imam Jafar Sadiq. And even at that time, people said to him that, why is it that you want to kill someone who is devoted all his life for the deen, and who's literally left the world, meaning he has nothing to do with the world, all he does is ibadat, he minds his own business. But still Khalifa Mansur, he says that no, he was adamant that he wants to call him, and ma'azallah, he wants to kill him. And as Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked through the doors of the palace, the Khalifa, he started to tremble, and out of respect he stood up. Everyone was looking and everyone was surprised. What is he doing? What he was telling us, he's doing totally the opposite. And when Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Khalifa, Khalifa Mansur, he said to him that, tell me, you know, anything that you wish for me to do, for any help, any assistance that you need, please help me. And subhanAllah, what a beautiful reply by Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, oh Khalifa, don't ever call me to your palace again, because I have nothing to do with you. I don't want anything from you. And the Khalifa, he nodded his head. And as Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he walked out of the door, you know, his servants and his ministers, they said to him that, what happened to you? You know, you said that you're going to kill him. Well, instead of killing him, you know, you gave him so much respect and honor. What was the reason? And the Khalifa, he says that as soon as Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he walked through the doors of the palace, I saw that there was a huge snake that was behind him. And the snake said to me that, oh Mansur, if you do anything to him, I'm going to eat you alive. And because of that fear, I did not do anything to him. SubhanAllah, my dear Islam brothers, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, why did the Khalifa have fear? Why was that fear instilled in his heart? Because that was the maqam of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His status, he was a wali Allah, he was, MashaAllah, someone who was really pious, he had taqwa, he had the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why the scholars, they say that someone who fears Allah will not have any fear of this world. You don't fear the world. Why? Because you have the fear of Allah in your heart. And this is one of the scholars, he says that you can only have one thing in your heart. You can either fear the creation or you fear the creator. Now that's, you know, if we look at our lives, who do we fear? We fear, you know, walking in a dark alleyway, we'll fear a cat meowing in front of us. We'll hear a dog barking, we'll be scared. Why are we scared? It's because the reality is that in our hearts we have the fear of the creation, not the Creator. And as soon as we build this fear of the Creator in our hearts, you will see that things, all these creation, they will fear you, they will love you, they will respect you. Trials and tribulations are a part of our life. Have you not heard about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? How Nimrud put him into the fire. This fire was so fierce that you could feel the heat of this fire for nearly 2.5 or 3 miles away. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was tested. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was tested. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was tested. Every prophet of Allah, every Muslim will be tested as well. And we have to be patient. And Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis sabri was salah. O believers, seek help from salah and patience. So we need to be seeking help from salah. You know, if anything goes wrong in our lives, salah, namaz, is where we turn towards. We don't go open a magazine. We don't go and chill out and, you know, kill time by going to the cinema, ma'azallah. Why this? I'm not feeling up to it today. I've got problems. I'm depressed. I've got this problem. I've got that problem. You know, your problems will be removed by remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. Not by going to a, ma'azallah, a nightclub, but not by going out and chilling out with friends, not by going out and cruising at night, not by going out and eating away in a restaurant. Your problems will not be solved by that. Your problems will only be solved when you turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why the scholars, they say that when a person, he turns away from Allah Azza wa Jal, away from the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal, away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is when problems will start to come into that person's life. And to get rid of our problems, what do? We turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal. We turn towards the Quran. We turn towards the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you will see that all this creation, all the creation, meaning even the animals, they will fear you. No animal will come to you. But we have to have that true belief in our heart, that true trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Today, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we see that in our lives, you know, there is so much insecureness. We're so insecure in our lives, you know, because of, you know, insecure, maybe many reasons. Financially we're insecure, family wise we're insecure, you know, this knowledge wise, you know, because of not having enough religious knowledge, you know, we're not gaining anything. Spiritually we're nowhere. Maybe in the physical or the materialistic world, we might be up there. Yeah, I might be the chairman of a company. I might be, you know, one of the closest friends of the prime minister or the king or whatever. But end of day, my dear Islamic brothers, this is all materialistic things. Why are we running after materialistic gains? Why are we running after materialistic status? Come and work hard for that status that Allah Azza wa Jal will give you on the Day of Judgment. Come and work hard. And my dear Islamic brothers, learn and seek knowledge. Learn and seek the knowledge of the Quran, the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I swear by Allah. And then you will see your maqam, your status in the community, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, your status will be great. I'm talking about the life of Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For 14 years, he learnt knowledge from his grandfather. And then, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for 34 years, he learnt knowledge from his own father, Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And 14 years, he spent with Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, learning knowledge from him. And you can imagine, subhanallah, you know, even when you close your eyes and you think of these personalities, you know, can there be anyone more better than these personalities? Subhanallah. You know, being the Ahlul Bayt, being the family of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, this is that family. The Quran was revealed in their homes. The Quran, verses of the Quran were revealed in their houses. I'm talking about, you know, for the sake of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. You know, these were companions, of not only the companions, but the very close and beloved family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama, they say that Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a master in tasawwuf. And many Sufiya would mention him in their books. Sufiya like Data Ali Hajveri radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, all these great Sufiya ikram rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyiduna Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyiduna Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Suzur Ghose Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they would all mention Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Imam of all the branches in fiqh, in hadith, in tasawwuf. Imam Jafar al-Sadiq was known as the Imam of this knowledge. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, who was the most knowledgeable person that you have met in your life? And Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, my dear Islam brothers. You know, commenting on Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great Imam. And his teacher, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. And today, my dear Islam brothers, amongst the Ahle Sunnah, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we have the Niyaz, Kunde ki Niyaz. It's famously known as Kunde ki Niyaz. And on the 22nd of Rajab, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we have Kunde ki Niyaz. And MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, the Ulama'i Ahle Sunnah. And what is Kunde ki Niyaz? It's like Isal al-Sawab. It's like conveying our rewards to Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And every 22nd of Rajab, Alhamdulillah, so Muslims throughout the world, they do Fatiha, Isale Sawab for Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah ta'ala shower his blessings and mercy upon this great Imam and upon this great Sufi, that inshallah Azza wa Jal we can gain blessings from him. Now we're going to move on to the next Buzurg in the Silsila Qadriya Razaviya Tariya, and that is Sayyiduna Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born on the 7th of Safar, 128 Hijri, and in the English calendar it was the 7th of November, 745. And Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the son of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. You know, can you see the family? You know, starting off with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his son Imam Hussein, his son Imam Zainul Abideen, his son Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his son Imam Jafar Sadiq, his son Imam Abu Musa, Imam Musa Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, and mashallah, such a beautiful family tree. You know, such a beautiful family tree that Imam Musa Qasim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, you can see the successes. And that is what we need to do in our own families as well. You know, sadly today, you know, we see that, you know, if someone is educated in the dunya, you know, that will follow on in the family. But my dear Islamic brothers, being educated in the dunya is one thing. But being educated in the deen, just imagine your father is an alim, your grandfather was an alim, and now your son, he's an alim, or your sons are alim, your daughter's an alima, your wife's an alima. You know, your mother is an alima, subhanallah. And these are them people. You know, this great family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mothers were alimas, fathers were alimas, brothers were alims, sisters were alima. The whole family was in the deen, subhanallah. And this is why you have people like these. MashaAllah, we're going to talk about Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he loved salah. And he says that he would offer salah in the night and during the day he would fast. That was his normal routine. That during the day, be it winter, be it summer, Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would fast during the day and he would offer his salah during the night. And subhanAllah, just imagine what level of piety, what level of taqwa was Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His Roza-e Pak is in Kazimain, in the area of Baghdad Sharif. The capital of Iraq is Baghdad Sharif. And in Baghdad, one of the areas is known as Kazimain. And that is where Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu's Mazar-e Pak is. And whoever would do dua, Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the level of Mustajab al-Da'wat. Mustajab al-Da'wat is a status or is a rank that Allah ta'ala gives to the awliya Allah. And mustajab al-da'wat is that whatever du'as they will make, Allah Ta'ala will accept that du'a. And people would come from far away. And even people, if they made du'a in the wasila of Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah Ta'ala would accept their du'as. And he was also known as the door from where problems are solved. Any person who had any problems, be worldly, be religious, they would come to Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would make dua for them and he would also try to remove their problems. At the age of 55 years, he was given poison mixed in dates, in khujur. He was given poison and he passed away 3 days later. And he was buried in Qazimain in the area of Baghdad Sharif. And Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the grandson of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Baqir radiallahu ta'ala anhu and of Sayyidina Imam Jafar al-Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son. Now we're going to talk about the next personality, the next Imam of the Qadiriyya Razaviyya Attariyya Silsila, and that is Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born in 153 Hijri in Madinatul Munawwara. And he was the son of Imam Musa Kazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was a very, very great scholar as well. And he was given a lot of Quranic knowledge. And he would answer questions from the verses of the Quran. You know, all these, mashallah, Azawajal Buzurg, they were given knowledge. Whatever knowledge they had, they were masters in that. But Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a master in Quranic science. And when people would ask him question, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would answer the person from the verses of the glorious Quran. And his taqwa, his piety was that every 3 days in the month, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would fast for 3 days in every month. And because of his infiradi koshes, his mashallah azawajal love for Islam, you know, he would do a lot of individual efforts, as we call it in Dawat Islami, infiradi koshes. And like Amiri Ahle Sunnah says, 99% of your work is done through infiradi koshes. This is one of the beauties of Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he would meet with people and he would tell them about Islam, he would teach them, he would preach Islam to the non-Muslims. And amongst the non-Muslims, one of the greatest wali of his time, Hazrat Sayyidina Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he accepted Islam on the hands of Imam Ali Raza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And this great wali, Imam Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we're also going to learn about his seerat as well, inshallah azza wa jal, in this silsila. But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let me just talk about this beautiful Madani work that we have in Dawat Islami. That is called Infiradi Koshish. And that's what one of the highlights of the life of Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Infiradi Koshish. There's so many people out there. There's so many people who need your help. So many people who want someone to come to them, to talk to them about Islam. So many people who are out there waiting for someone to come to them and to give them that invitation of salah, give them that invitation of piety, of being taqwa, of having taqwa. There are so many people out there. And my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we should try our best. Look, we are doing a lot for the world. What have we done for our deen? That is a very critical question that we need to ask ourselves. I've done a lot for the dunya. I've made a lot for myself. I've made so much that even my, you know, 10 of my families can sit and eat. Meri 10 naslein bhi baith kar khane to ye paisa khatam hi nahi hota. That's how much money we've got stacked up. That's how much money, that's how much we are worth today. We're worth millions, seriously. You know, sometimes we think that, look, I don't have no money, I'm not even worth anything. You know, just ask yourself a question. One Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he saw a person who was again questioning himself and he was crying. He says that, look, I've got nothing, I'm skint, I don't have anything. And this Buzurg rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, just to teach him a lesson and the rewards and the mercy that Allah ta'ala has given to that person, this Buzurg rahmatullahi alayhi, he says to him that, look, you're saying that you don't have anything, okay, I'll give you 100,000 dinars. Give me one of your eyes. And the person, he says, how can I give you my eye? I only have one eye left. And the Buzurg, he says, okay, don't give me your eye. I'll give you 1,000,000 dinars. Give me one of your hands. And he says, I can't give you because I'll only have one hand. I won't be able to live my life properly. And he says that, okay, I will give you 1,000,000 dinars. Give me one of your foot. I'll give you 1,000,000 dinars. And again, that person, he says that, if I have one foot left, how am I going to live my life? And the Buzurg Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi subhanAllah is infiradi koshish upon that person. He says that you have so much wealth on you. Allah Ta'ala has made you 1,000,000,000. Your body parts are worth millions. And yet you say and you cry that you don't have anything. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for what you have. And this is what we need to do, my dear Islam brothers. Thank Allah Azza wa Jal for what we have today. We've got houses, families, cars. You know, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with so many blessings and bounties. What we need to do now is we need to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all these blessings. We need to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever He has given us. And seriously, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if we don't thank Allah Azza wa Jal, then Allah Ta'ala maybe will stop His blessings showering upon us as well. And I was, like I say, I was mentioning about infiradi koshish. There might be someone that you know who doesn't offer his namaz. There's someone who you know that's taking drugs on the streets. There is someone that you know who drinks alcohol, who's drinking sharab on the streets. There is someone that you know that doesn't come to the masjid. You are a namazi. You are a pious person. Go and help them. Infiradi koshish. Learn from Sayyidina Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Go and talk to him. Go and make him your friend. Talk to him. Convince him. And bring him in, mashallah, bring him into the mahol. Make him a namazi as well. So subhanallah, the life of Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so many people accepted Islam on his hands. And sadly, at the age of 55 years, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was given poison mixed in grapes. You know, someone gave him poison mixed in grapes and he ate them grapes. And on the 21st of Ramadan, 203 Hijri, Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away as well. And his Rozai Park is in Mashhad in Iran. And before I finish this silsila, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, just want to mention one of his karamats. He says that Khalifa Mamun, he chose Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu as his successor. And people were scared that, you know, the Khalifate from the children of Abbas, you know, from the Abbasi silsila, it will move over to the children of Fatima. So some people, they wanted to cause problems to him. So one day what happened was that Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Khalifa Mansur, he would ever invite Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu to his palace, you know, he would always open the doors for him. The doors were never shut for him. So as soon as he would arrive, those people, the guards that were on the doors, they would open the doors for Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They had a parda, they had a cloth, a curtain. And they would move that curtain, Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu would walk in. No one would do anything. No one would ask him about anything. He would just walk in and sit down and talk to the Khalifa. And he says that one day, when Hazrat Sayyidina Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to the palace. Even the guards that were guarding the Khalifa's palace, and those who were lifting this curtain, even they went against him as well. And they, one day they all planned that if he comes in, we're not going to move from here and we're not going to lift the curtains. Hazrat Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to the Khalifa's palace. And as soon as he went inside and as soon as the guards, they saw him, they stood up in respect and they opened the curtains for him. And then they realized that, look, we just had a deal that we're not going to stand up for him and we're not going to, you know, move the curtains for him. Because they had the enmity, the hatred for him. They were jealous of why the Khalifa is going to choose him as a successor. And then the next day, they all decided that whatever happens, we're not going to move the curtains for him. As soon as Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gets close to the Khalifa's palace, a strong wind blows and it removes the curtains from the doorway. And Imam Ali Raza radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked in He married the Khalifa, and on the way back, that wind blew again, and the curtain lifted, and Imam Ali Reza radiallahu ta'ala anhu walked outside. And those guards that were stood outside, they thought to themselves, who are we going against? This person is look at his status in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Ta'ala sent wind to remove the curtains for him. And they did Tawbah, and they took out this bad thought of Imam Ali Reza radiallahu ta'ala anhu from out of their minds. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are trying to learn about the beautiful lives and seerahs of the Buzurg of the Qadriya, Razaviya, Attariya Silsila. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you've seen that these were the Buzurg from the Ahl-e Bayt of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we started off with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's just go through all these Buzurgane Deen. Let's recite this Shajra Sharif. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, if you know the Shajra Sharif, you can also recite this at home with me as well. Up till Imam Ali Reza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whatever the silsila, whatever Shajra that we have learned, let's all recite that Shajra Sharif and gain blessings from these beautiful personalities. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله يا إلهي رحم فرما مصطفى کے واسطے يا رسول اللہ کرم کیجئے خدا کے واسطے مشکلیں حل کر شہ مشکل کشا کے واسطے کربلا رد شہید کربلا کے واسطے سید سجاد کے صدقے میں ساجد رکھ مجھے علم حق دے باقر علم ہدا کے واسطے صدق صادق کا تصدق صادق الاسلام کر بے غضب راضی ہو کاظم اور رضا کے واسطے الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وَعِلَىٰ آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of all these pious predecessors, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the Buzurgan-e-Deen of the Qadriya, Razaviya, Tariya, Silsila, for their name, for their sake, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, remove every problem we have. Remove all illnesses from our lives. Ameen. بِجَاهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأَمِينَ Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, until the next Silsila, please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.